Hello, is Ruth Lowe there?
Who's calling?
Good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers will be confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
If I'm alive, I would definitely vote.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes.
African-American.
Thank you. What is your age?
85.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Let's see. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied to a point, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Making health more affordable. Housing.
10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
12.
From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
A strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first
okay.
one on the list is Joe Biden.
85.
Democrats in Congress?
90.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
80.
The tobacco industry?
75.
Donald Trump?
Oh, my Lord. 0.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
7.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
10.
Regulating marijuana.
7.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I give a number?
We just want to know if you would support it or oppose it.
Give me that question again.
Yes. Considering that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes to adults 21 and over unless they contain virtually no nicotine?
Yes.
And is that yes oppose or yes support?
Support.
And do you somewhat support or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I support.
And is that a somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your community?
What kind of product?
Banning products, these products, like tobacco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I think that... Hit with the question again, do I think?
Yes. Do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
I think it brings more benefit.
And is that a somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Thank you. Now, regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Or statement B, which is the following. Other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
A.
And is that somewhat more A or much more A?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, and we're already halfway, just a few couple of questions, and yes, thank you very much for your time, but yeah, bear
sure.
with me. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. The next one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Once again, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. And the last part of the section is deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general makes it harder to track and regulate these products. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Not very much concerned about that.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use,
okay,
once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
7.
The next one is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. Thank you. And the last for this section is, the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars comes from things like smoke and tar, not nicotine, or flavors including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people. So this ban is simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization.
5.
Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So these few questions are like a callback to other questions that we already have made. But we want to know your opinion once again. Now, it is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
Is that a yes, suppose, or yes, support?
Support.
Okay, and would you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
In this combination here, as I mentioned, as well, it's a very
understandable
thing. 7. We just want to know if you support or oppose it.
The question of how it went from Mitch McConnell to prior insurrection and the whole...
I support it.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Part of their job. This is part of running the federal government.
No, I don't.
The options that we have is you think brings much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm to your community.
Much more harm.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision who you vote for?
Solicitor General, Neil Cacho.
Yes.
And would you be much more willing to vote for a candidate, or somewhat more willing, or someone less willing?
Somewhat.
Or which one?
So much. Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Sodas or soda pops? Yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigar?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
And which of the following best describes how you think your current situation, of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class? What's that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
There's nothing improper about what the January 6th.
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. And you as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.